Hi, I'm Rowan Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update. So, welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Marilyn Negron, the one and only coolest man fan in the world. And, So, before I get on to this podcast, thank you so much. Again, we're almost hitting 15,000 of you people listening to this. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart once again. You are the coolest man fans in the world, and non-man fans that are listening to my podcast every single day and took the guts to listen to this while you're at work or at home or just bored. And Henry Danger changed my life for the better. Not only that, the show is not like any other genre that you could think of. And I am honored to recap these episodes of Henry Danger that you love. And so let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay. Topics of the week. Okay, so this is Disney World related, and a certain show in Disney World is coming back to Hollywood Studios, and you know I'm a huge Frozen fan, and the show, the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration is now reopened. I am so excited that the Frozen sing-along celebration is open again, but still have to keep your social distance when you're at Disney World, and there's a pandemic in place, you still have to keep your social distance, and there's markers and everything, you can sit and all over the place, and I'm just happy to see Anna, Kristoff, and Elsa back on the stage, and singing along to your favorite Frozen songs, and that particular show, it's really amazing and entertaining, but not only that, it puts smiles on kids' faces, and it's the coolest Frozen show that I've ever seen in my life. And make sure you go check it out. I guarantee it. If you're a Frozen fan, make sure you check it out. I love it. It's fantastic. And I have nothing else to say. And make sure that your safe Disney vacation is worthwhile seeing a Frozen show. Hope you enjoy it. And let's get on to the next topic. Okay, so today's a very special day in my family. Yes, today is my dad's birthday. Yes, it's Tuesday. And yeah, so my dad, he is amazing. And he just turned 82 today, which is so crazy. And I know that he loves me and he cares about me so much. I never had a father growing up like him. He is the amazing dad that I could ever look up to. And he's just the best dad in the world. And not only that, 82 is like the new 28. You know what I'm saying. And he is the coolest dad that I can ever look up to. And I love you, Dad, so much. I hope you have a great birthday. You are the best. And without you, I wouldn't be the woman that I am today. So I love you. Happy birthday. And can't wait to spend another year together. Okay, so those are the topics of the week, guys. I'm now going to recap episode 16 of Henry Danger, Caved In. When I saw this episode, it was kind of like a lockdown situation, which is perfect timing because when I saw this episode, there was no lockdown. But when you're in a lockdown like this, it's like the perfect thing to watch this episode because it's not a coincidence. And this episode is so funny. You should check it out. I guarantee you watch it on CBS All Access, but if you want to pay $2 an episode on Amazon, just go right ahead. And, so I'm going to go set up, and we'll meet you guys over there. So, I love you guys, and the next segment is about to start right now. I love you 3,000, and love you guys so much. Okay, so I am going to recap episode 16 of Henry Danger Caved In. This episode was kind of funny, and it was awesome because not only they do a certain thing for Ray, but it's also the fact that you had to be there for them no matter what, and something between Piper and Jasper, it's so funny, and they never liked each other at first, let's just say that. And this episode is so funny to date, and make sure you hold your laughter when I hold the script ready for you guys. It's so funny, and yeah, so if you're a man fan, just get your friends and kiddos ready, because I'm about to recap this episode for you. So, let's get started, and let's get it on, and let's begin. Okay, so we're in junk and stuff, and somehow Schwoz and Gooch were running from something, and Henry's like, wait, Gooch, Schwoz, don't leave, and Schwoz says, bye, and Henry's like, let's try cheer weight up. And Gooch said, later, and they pushed Charlotte out of the way. And Henry's like, oh, come on, guys. You won't even look back at me. Aw. And Charlotte's like, what are Gooch and Schwoz running from? And Henry's like, Ray, because he's in a really bad mood. And Charlotte's like, why? Henry's like, because it's his super anniversary. And Charlotte's like, super? And Henry's like, the anniversary when he was 8 years old and when he got densitized and became indestructible. And Charlotte's like, ooh, fun. We should celebrate. Henry's like, no. And Charlotte's like, I mean, no. But why not? Henry's like, Ray hates his super anniversary. And Charlotte's like, why? Henry's like, because when Ray's dad realized he was indestructible, he took him out of school and started training him to be a superhero. And Charlotte's like, yeah. Yeah. And he was putting the duck mask on. And Henry's like, and now he feels like he's missed out on all the fun stuff of being a normal kid. And Charlie's like, aw, that's so sad. And Henry's like, yeah. He never got to go camping, ride roller coasters. He never even learned how to ride a bike. And Charlie's like, my Uncle Roscoe never learned how to ride a bike. And Ray's like, how come? And Henry's like, how come? And Charlotte's like, because when he was a kid, he already weighed 400 pounds. The bike just couldn't take it. And Henry thought of it and was like, poor bikes. And then the bell rings at the front door, and it was a little girl. And Henry was like, hey, need some help? And the little girl said, I was just wondering if I could try out that piano over there. And Charlie's like, sure, go ahead. And then the little girl walked over to the piano, started playing. And then Charlie's like, ooh, will you help me organize these bamboo? And it got interrupted by Ray, who is really mad. Hey, what's all the racket out here? And he was looking through, and Henry's like, and he looked at the little girl, and was like, oh, it's just the customer checking out the piano. And Ray started to walk over to the little girl. And he was like, hey, you. And then the girl turned around and he said, have you learned how to play that crummy song yet? And then the little girl cries and then runs out of there. And Henry and Charlotte were disgusted by that. And Henry's like, Ray! And Charlotte's like, must you torture the children? And Ray's like, just forget everything. Stupid super anniversary. And then when he saw the knob, he's like, this knob is still loose. He's like, no. And he mumbled back into the man cave. And Charlotte's like, well, I see why Gooch and Schwoz got out of there. And Ray's like, I know, right? And the old man came into the junk and stuff, and he asked Charlotte and Henry, and he said, excuse me, kids. I left $8,000 in a rolled-up newspaper. Have you seen it? And Henry's like, no. And Charlotte's like, sorry. And was like, ah! And he runs out of the chunk and stuff. And he said, I'm all right. I'm all right. And Char's like, can you believe that? And Henry's like, no. Who still reads newspapers? And then the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now, here is part two. We see the sequence of how you get to the man cave and all that stuff. And the elevator dings, and then Ray's in the blindfold, and Charlotte and Henry are about to surprise him with something. And it was like, Ray, can I take my blindfold off? Can I take off my blindfold now? And Charlotte's like, no. And Ray's like, but I can't say anything. And it's like, don't worry. And Henry's like, we're not going to let you fall. He's like, well, can I just... And he slipped on a skateboard, and he just fell down to the floor. Ah! And when Henry and Charlotte noticed that, they had a little argument. He's like, how did you... I was like, oh, Charlotte, I thought... And then Ray interrupted and said, so this is the surprise. You guys blindfold me and try to kill me? And then Charlotte's like, no. Henry's like, sorry. All right. And when Ray gets up and he dusts himself off a bit, Henry said, all right, Ray. Charlotte said, now whip off that blindfold. And when Ray took off his blindfold and he sees everything from t-shirts, camping equipment to six poles, an amusement park in Swellview, and And Henry and Charlotte said, happy super anniversary! And then Ray was so confused. And he looked around. And he said, I don't get it. And Charlotte's like, you're going to have the ultimate kids weekend of fun. He's like, what? What are you guys talking about? And Harry's like, since you missed it on being a real kid. And Charlotte's like, this weekend, we're going to do all the fun kid stuff you missed out on. And Ray was like, what? Really? And Charlotte's like, yeah. Look, we got camping equipment. Henry's like, tickets to six poles over Swellview. And Charlotte's like, a cool new bike. And Ray was so excited when he saw the bike. And then he said, whoa, hold up. I don't know how to ride a bike. And Henry's like, Gooch told us. And Charlotte's like, so we're going to teach you. And Ray's like, and he's so happy. He's like, honest? And Charlotte's like, totally. And he's like, yeah. And Ray's like, hey, you got even got us matching t-shirts. And Charlotte's like, yep. And Ray's like, uh-huh. And it says, for Ray's weekend of fun. And Ray's like, fun? And Charlotte's like, the t-shirt store messed up. He's like, oh. Okay, but why are there five t-shirts? And Henry had to tell him, Ray said there were two more people were coming. Henry's like, tell Ray who's coming. And Charles gave him the, seriously, why me look? And Charles tells Ray, our friend Jasper and Henry's little sister, Piper. And Ray's like, no, why? And Henry's like, well, Piper sprained her ankle. And Ray's like, so? Mm-hmm. Henry's like, she's on crutches, so we can get on six poles. We get to go to the front of the line for all the rides. And Ray's like, and why are you bringing your fucking loving friend with the sweaty hands? And Charlotte's like, because that's Jasper's camping stuff. And when you get to know him, and Henry's like, and when you get to know him, he's a lot of fun. And Charlotte's like, now put on your t-shirt and let the fun begin. And Ray's like, you know you guys are really sweet to do this, all this for me. Is it really time for me to put on my special t-shirt? And Henry's like, sure. And Charlotte's like, yeah, get in there. And when Ray finds the t-shirt, and the bell was ringing in the man cave, and was like, "Charlotte, someone's ringing the bell upstairs." And Harry's like, "I'll check it." And he looked at the man cave's webcam, and it was Jasper and Piper. And Jasper's when we got the camera. He was like, "Ah, it's Jasper and Piper. I'll let them in." And then he buzzes the door, and he puts them open. And when Ray tried to put on his t-shirt, he realized it was too short. And Ray found out, he says, "This one might be Piper's." And now it's junk and stuff upstairs. Piper's like, "Move! I'm injured!" And Piper just like, "Pushy!" "Hey, Henry, where are you?" And Piper's like, "Hurry up!" And Jasper's like, "You know, one day I would love to have my own store." Piper's like, "Yawn." Jasper's like, "Hey." And he looked at the behind the desk. He's like, "Hey, there's a bunch of switches back here. Oh, this one says dinosaur flames." And when he flipped the switch for the dinosaur flames, the dinosaur breathed fire. And he was like, "Yeah, I did that." He was like, "Yeah, you're a big boy now." And Jasper's like, "Ooh, this one says release drum set. I wonder what that does. And when he flipped the switch, Piper moved out of the way, and all of the drum set almost fell on her head. And Piper's like, "You almost dropped the entire drum set on my head!" And Jasper's like, "Not an entire drum set. I didn't see any cymbals." And then the cymbals found out a little bit late, and yeah. Is it weird? This one says emergency lockdown. Piper said, "Don't flip that lever!" And Jasper said, "Hey, I'm the big boy here." And then when he flipped the switch, the alarm was buzzing, and in the man cave, Charlotte, Jasper, Henry, and Ray were covering their ears, and he was like, "What's going on?" And Ray's like, "I don't know, but I hope it's not what I think it is." And back at Junk and Stuff, Piper said, "What did you do?" And Jasper said, "I flipped the lever." And Piper said, "Well, I told you not to flip the lever." Jasper's like, "I should have listened." And now it's back at the man cave. He's like, And he kept looking for the switches to turn off the noise. And Roy's like, there. And Henry's like, "What happened?" And he looked at the confused, like, he's like, "Go see if the elevator works." And Charles said, "Okay." And Henry said, "On it." And they ran to the elevator. And they tried to push the button and zapped on Charlotte. Charles like, "Ow, the button shocked me." And I was like, "No way." And he tried to push the button that zapped him. He's like, "Ow, the button shocked me." And they realized, "Henry, try the big sprocket. Charlotte, go see if the secret door opens." And they bumped to each other, went their separate ways, and somehow Henry did a twirl. And he tried to press the button for the sprocket, that the little gear that goes to Ray's room. He's like, Henry's like, "Duh! It won't go up!" And Charlotte's look for Tinker said, "Why won't this door open?" Henry's like, "Ah!" And when he found the tubes weren't working either, it was like, "Ah!" And Henry's like, "What?" And Henry's like, "The tube's not working either." Henry's like, "Nope." Ray's like, "We're on emergency lockdown." And Charlotte's like, "What does that mean?" Ray's like, "It's part of our security system. If some criminal finds out that I work down here and tries to force his way in, Gooch can flip a switch upstairs and lock the whole place down." Charlie's like, "But the only people upstairs now are Piper and Arlen." Henry realized and said, "Jasper!" Charles like, and when Henry tried to call the phone, he was like, who are you calling? And Henry's like, Jasper, to let him know to flip. And Ray's like, nope. Henry's like, what? Ray said, emergency lockdown mode blocks all transmitters and receivers, including cell phones. In the scene, Jack and Piper was screaming. And Piper's like, Piper, be quiet. I'm trying to open the door. Piper's like, but my phone's not getting any signal. Jasper's like, well, try moving around. And he tried to reach the door, but it zapped him. He's like, ow. And when he touched all hole of the door with his hands, he zapped him again. Ah! You see that? It's like a force was blocking me from. And when he realized that Piper was walking, trying to find a signal, and he said, hey, you're walking without your crutches. And Piper's like, so? And Piper's like, you don't have a sprained ankle. And Piper's like, durr. And Piper's like, and Jasper's like, why'd you lie? And Piper's like, because we're going to Six Poles to ride roller coasters, and when we're on crunches, they will cut you to the front of the line. And Jasper's like, you're so bad. And that's back in the man cave. And Henry's like, can you cancel the lockdown? And Henry's like, no. And he checked on the time. Not for 48 hours. And Charles's like, that's 2 days. And Ray's like, yes, your method's perfect. And Henry's like, well, I don't get why we can't just... Ray's like, listen, the lockdown is on a timer. Once you flip that switch, the whole place is like a bank. Vault, sealed tight. Nobody gets in or out. And there's nothing on this earth that can change that. Except for Schwoz. And he's with Gooch in Palm Springs. And I was like, so, upstairs, Jack and stuff is on lockdown too? And Ray's like, uh-huh. And Charlie's like, which means Jasper and Piper are trapped up there together. And Harry's like, oh my god. And when Ray looked at the camera and the junk and stuff, and then Piper's chasing around Jasper with her crutch. And Piper's like, this is your fault. And Jasper's like, I didn't know. And Piper's like, you ruined everything. She's like, I didn't know. I was like, you tried to kill me with drums. Jasper's like, I didn't know. And then Ray was looking at Charlotte, and Ray was looking at Charlotte and Henry. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. It's back at the man cave, still on lockdown. And Ray's like, getting all these wires and try to get do the like the tube for some sort. And Ray's like, just one more battery to connect. And Henry's getting ready to do the panel. He's like, okay, panel's all set. And Ray's like, good. Now hopefully these batteries will produce enough power to get one tube working so we can get out of here. And Henry's like, who's going up the tube? And Ray was going to the tube and said, it has to be Charlotte. And Henry's like, why? And Ray's like, because you don't have much power here and she's the lightest. And Charlotte's like, yeah, chubby. And when Henry pulls up his shirt, I was like, seriously? And he pulls it back down. And Ray's like, okay, Charlotte, get up there. And Charlotte's like, you don't have to tell me twice. And Henry's like, you better come back for us. And Ray said, and bring a pizza. And Henry's like, a big pizza. And Charlie's like, just let me get out of here first. And Ray said, stand by. And then all the things working and the tube was going down really slowly and it went down where Charlotte is. He said, good. Now go for it. And Shard's like, up the tube! And then she's going up the tube really, really slowly. And it's up to the part where you can see her pants and her boots. And then Harry's like, increase suckage! And Ray's like, increasing suckage! And then he increased the suckage and Charlotte went up. And she yelled, ah! And then the tube just went back up. And Ray and Henry were excited. It worked! And then Henry and Ray gave each other a high five. Boom! And then hear Charlotte scream. Ah! And she came back out of the tube again. Oof! And then she fell out of the tube. Ugh! And then Henry's like, you didn't get the big pizza! And Charlotte's like, no, I didn't get the big pizza! And then it's back in junk and stuff. And Piper was at the elevator trying to push the button. Open! And it zapped and hit her finger. Ta-da! And she said, open! And she pressed the down button and did the same thing. Zapped her. And it's like, gah! Job is like, Piper, get back in here! And Piper's like, ugh! He's like, the elevator won't open! And Jasper said, so? We don't even know where that elevator goes. And Piper's like, I know it goes away from you, and that's enough. And Jasper's like, why don't you just sit down and relax? And Piper's like, I haven't had phone service in 8 hours, and I can't check my text or my Twit Flash. Things are trending, and I don't know what they are. Jasper's like, going towards Jasper. He's like, instead of yelling, don't you think it'd be better if we talk about our food situation? And Piper's like, yeah, I'm starving. And Jasper's like, me too. And Piper's like, so what's our food situation? And Jasper's like, we don't have any. And Piper's like, duh! And then Charlotte and Henry was looking at Jasper on the monitor and said, don't worry. And they cut them off. And that's back in the man cave. And Charlotte said, we better all get out of here before they kill each other. And he's like, they won't kill each other. He's like, she'll kill him. And he's like, and Ray was looking all bored. And Ray said, I knew I shouldn't have gotten excited about my dumb super anniversary. So I was like, hey, I'm really sorry Jasper got us trapped in here. And he was like, and ruined the fun weekend. We had planned for you. And Ray's like, it's not your guys' fault. My super anniversary is cursed. And then Henry got the I have an idea look. When you know, you know. And Ray's like, hey, maybe the weekend's not ruined. And Ray's like, what do you mean? And Shar's like, what do you mean? And Henry's like, all the stuff we planned for your super anniversary could still happen right here in the man cave. And Ray's like, no, it can't. Shar's like, what are you saying? Words! Then, we got all this cool stuff we bought, and there's other junk around here we can use. And Ray's like, kid. And Henry's like, we can still go camping just indoors. There's even enough room down here to reach how to ride a bike. Shard's like, his enthusiasm's infectious. And Harry's like, what do you say, Ray? And Ray's like, I say. And he grabs the t-shirts for Henry, and Charlie's like, let's have some fun! I was like, yeah, let's do it! And then it's cut to the scene, and Ray's on the bike, and Henry's by his side. And Henry's like, Ray's like, don't let go! Henry's like, you're fine! She's like, you're also indestructible! And Ray's like, well, I still don't want to fall! Henry's like, just keep ahead, keep your back straight, your butt rigid, and pump your legs until you get to Charlotte. Okay. And when Henry let go of Ray, he was happy that he's riding the bike. And he's so excited, and Charlotte And Henry were happy for him. He's like, I'm riding! I'm doing it! I'm riding! And then it's back to Jack and stuff. And Piper's still looking for internet service on her phone. On top where Jasper's setting the drums. Come on, just give me one, Bart! And Jasper's like, you're not going to get a signal. Piper said, I have to try! Jasper said, well, after I finish putting this drum set together, I'm going to get us out of here. And Piper's like, how? And Jasper's like, I'll hit these drums really loud. Maybe someone will hear. Call the cops to complain. Then they'll come bust us down the door and save us. And Piper's like, even your good ideas sound bad. And Jasper's like, as soon as I start playing, you start yelling, help, help us. Piper's like, yeah, yeah. Jasper's like, and one, two, three, four. And when he would start to play, the drums really loudly banged and the drums fell apart. And then Piper said, help, help us. And then it's back at the man cave when Charlotte and Henry were taking off race training wheels. And this was the big test for Ray to see if he could ride a bike on two wheels. And Henry's like, okay, Ray, no training wheels. And Charlotte's like, ready? And Ray's like, locked and loaded, baby. And Henry's like, okay. And Ray's like, do it. And when they let go of Ray, he was riding with two wheels for the first time. And I was like, you got it. And Ray's like, yes. And Charlotte's like, you're doing it, Ray. And Ray's like, I'm doing it. I'm running on two wheels. All of them were all attacking all at once. And Ray's like, ah. And then crushing it. And now they all, and Charlotte and Henry dropped everything. And they saw Ray crashed the bike into the command center. And Ray's like, I'm okay. And then somehow the bike caught on fire. Seriously? Who does that? And now it's back in junk and stuff. And Piper, Jasper put the drums back together again. And Piper was finding a phone signal again or something. And Jasper's like, okay, Piper, ready? And Piper's like, for what? And Jasper's like, I'm going to play the drums as loud as I can and you scream for help. And Piper's like, what if I don't want to? Jasper's like, you want to get out of here so your phone will work. Or you want to stay trapped in here with me all night. Help! And Jasper's like, and one, two, three, four. Piper's like, help! We need somebody! Piper's like, help! Anybody! Piper and Jasper are like, help! And we saw Ray's watch the whole thing, and he was, like, so disgusted and confused. And Ray's like, this is the worst cover of Help I've ever heard. And now it's back in junk and stuff. And Piper's like, help! And now it's back in the man cave. And Henry's like, Ray, come on, we're ready. And Ray's like, ooh. And Henry's like, and he walked up the stairs where the cool is like a roller coaster and everything. And Henry's like, welcome to, Henry Charlotte said, six poles over swell view. And Henry's like, you ready to ride the flume? Flume? Ray's like, yeah. And Ray's like, what's a flume? And Charlotte's like, just get in the log. Which is a cooler of some sort. And Ray's like, that's a cooler. And Henry's like, pretend it's a log. And Ray's like, I'll get in the log. And Charlotte and Henry were getting Ray in the cooler, which is pretend it's a log. He's like, and Charlotte's like, get in there. And Ray said, okay. And Charlotte's like, do not pull that yet. And Ray's like that? He's like, Henry's like, yeah. And Char's like, okay. And while Charlotte and Henry were going downstairs from the microphone, Henry's like, all right, now what? And Henry's like, please keep your hands and feet inside the log at all times. Make it los menos, yo. Luna pues argento del tranco in todo del por favor. And Ray's like, gracias. Henry's like, now, pull the pin. As he pulls the pin, he's going towards out the homemade roller coaster, going down through it, and Ray was screaming, ah! And Charles like, splash! Splashing a cup of water in his face, and that's when Henry took a picture on a Polaroid camera. And Ray's like, yes! That was a lot of fun! And then Henry was smiling, and now it's back to junk and stuff. And Piper's like, looked like they're dead bodies of some sort. But they're not completely dead. And they're so exhausted from hunger. And Piper's like, I'm so hungry. And Jasper's like, I could eat anything. And then something came really strange. When Jasper was looking at Piper, she turned into a taco. And then when Piper looked at Jasper, he turned into a pizza. And then they make slurping noises with their mouths and they're hungry. And Piper was walking towards Jasper. He's like, Piper, what are you doing? And Piper's like, shut up, pizza. And then Jasper, disguised as a pizza, was moving away from Piper. And now it's back to the man cave. And Ray's like, I don't know what. And they were doing campfire with all of the homemade tents and pillows and all that type of stuff, like a camping site. And he's like, I didn't know that camping involved marshmallows. And this fire was fantastic. And Henry's like, yep. Are you sure it's cool to have this fire in here? And Ray's like, oh, yeah. But only because I'm an adult and I'm supervising this activity. And Henry's like, so, you're trying to say that no kid should ever try this without adult supervision? And Ray's like, exactly. And that's when Charlotte, Henry, and Ray break the fourth wall by looking to the camera, which was the first time ever in the show. Charlotte's like, so, you having a good time? And Henry's like, because you know this isn't exactly the weekend we planned. And Ray's like, are you two kidding me? And Ray's like, this is amazing. You guys taught me how to ride and crash a bike. You showed me what riding a flum is like. We're camping. And I was like, yeah. And I bet we helped you forget that you never had a normal childhood. And I was like, yeah, until you said that. And when Henry found out, he just shut his mouth. And then he realized that the lights in the man cave were flickering. And he was like, uh-oh. Charles was like, what's up with the lights? And Ray said, the generator must be giving out. There might be a flashlight in the cabinet over there. And Henry was like, I'll check. And when Henry was looking for the flashlight, he found a clock with wires on it. And he told Ray and Charlie about it. He's like, hey. What's this? And Ray's coming towards Henry when he got up and saw it. What you got there? And Henry's like, a clock with wires coming out of it. And Ray's like, let me see that. And Charlotte looked at it too, and she said, there's something written on the back. And Ray's like, this is Schwaz's handwriting. And he looked at the back and said, lockdown timer, do not touch. And Harry's like, timer? You said the lockdown was 48 hours. Charlie's like, and there's nothing that could change that. And he's like, yeah, but if the clock is the timer for the lockdown. And then Charlotte realizes it. And then Henry and Ray start to realize that. And Charlie's like, try moving the hands forward. And then Ray started to doing it. And and the buzzing and everything turned back on. Everything was back to normal. And they were cheering so happy that the lockdown was over. And the force field came out of junk and stuff. And Henry was so happy that the elevator works when he pushes the button. He's like, Henry, the elevator works! And Ray looked at the sprocket and he found out that I was working as well. And Ray's like, so does my sprocket! And Charlotte saw the tube was working and she was like, bye! And Charlotte's like, up the tube! Now it's back in junk and stuff. And then Henry and Ray realizes that Jasper and Piper were still in junk and stuff, so they press the button on the monitor to find out what they're doing. And Jasper's like, I have never been this hungry. And in the man cave, Henry said, why are they still up there? Can they leave now since the lockdown is over? And Ray's like, yeah, but I think they're delirious with hunger. And then it's back in junk and stuff with the camera. And Piper's like, how about this? And Jasper's like, what? Piper's like, if you let me eat your thumb, I'll let you eat my thumb. And Jasper saw the thumb and he was like, deal. Ray's like, dear God. And I was like, they're going to eat each other's thumbs. And Ray's like, we better get up there. Henry said, let's blow and go. And they're going to turn Captain Man and Kid Danger. And Ray's like, oh yeah. And they were leaving the man cave. They're about to turn Captain Man and Kid Danger, but we're back in junk and stuff now. And Piper was about to eat Jasper's thumb. And he's really like, ah. And then Captain Man and Kid Danger were in front of junk and stuff, who opened the door and said, stop eating that thumb. Jasper's like, it's Captain Man. And Piper's like, and Kid Danger. And he's like, yes, we are. And then Jasper and Piper looked at them weird again, and they transformed into a hot dog and a cheeseburger. Kid Danger was the hot dog, and Captain Man was the cheeseburger. And Kid Danger's like, what? Why are they looking at us like that? And Captain Man's like, I don't know. Kid Danger's like, what? And Jasper and Piper are going towards them. What? Why are they coming toward us? Captain's like, I don't know, but they look hungry! And Kid Danger's like, run! And Captain Man and Kid Danger run out of the store, and then Jasper and Piper all out of them. And scene! Woo! Okay, so again, I love this episode. They had something for Ray that was going according to plan, but thanks to stupid Jasper, they're all of lockdown. And that was strange, and they've turned into hot dogs and tacos and cheeseburgers and stuff. And yeah, that was the funniest episode. So next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned. Another Jonas Brothers song is coming your way. So make sure you get your Jonas Brothers playlist ready, because this is the song that I love so much. And yeah, so I'm going to go up for the next segment, and I will see you guys over there. I love you guys, and here we go. Love you.